Nearly two dozen people, their foreheads bearing cross-shaped smudges of ash, are gathered inside the hospice care facility. They sing to mark Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. Lent is traditionally a time of fasting. That's no small task, especially since the hospice care dining area next door is bustling with satisfied patrons. Stepping into the room, one hits a thick wall of culinary fragrances. Baked potatoes, tomato basil soup, and cheesecake, to name a few. Inside the kitchen, Ann Breckenridge Swanson prepares lunch with two other chefs. A large grill is layered with sizzling chicken breasts and cheese sandwiches, while several kettles of soup boil away on a nearby stovetop. Swanson reviews the day's menu for the hospice patients. Each can choose from the day's offerings, but Swanson says they can request anything their heart desires. If that sounds like extreme pampering, then that's the point. In many cases, Swanson's cooking will be the last thing hospice patients enjoy, though Swanson says she doesn't think of it that way.
I don't feel like I'm surrounded by death and dying. I feel like I'm surrounded by joy and love and support. When you can make a connection with someone who is dying and give them something that they want, it's sort of like delivering flowers for a living. It makes you feel good.
Swanson says her father ran restaurants in California, a 24/7 enterprise that he loved.
So we grew up around the concept of being able to give something to someone else and make them happy. It's sort of a concept around the dinner table every night.
Swanson's father died when she was only 11 years old. Her mother told her not to take up the restaurant business, but Swanson could never keep away for long. She took on several stints, including cooking for a family in Ireland inside a castle. Swanson's calling became clearer just before her stepfather passed away.
He wanted foods that they weren't giving him at the hospital. He wanted roly-poly puddings and toffee, old English nursery favorites. And I started making things for him and saw what a difference that made. He maybe could only have one or two bites, but it changed his day and it gave him a sense of power. It was pleasurable.
Still, Swanson says she initially rejected the idea of cooking at a hospice. She changed her mind after seeing the hospice care facility and learning her job would have fresh ingredients and no limits.
Harley's the king of grilled ham and cheese sandwiches.
In the patient wing, Swanson brings lunch. There's no nagging people to avoid high-fat, high-sodium food here. One patient, an 88-year-old Madison resident named Michael, chats with Swanson about his tastes.
I got a sweet tooth.
Oh, good. We've been making apple pies for you.
Oh, boy. You know how to spoil a person.
Yeah.
Don't want to leave here. My favorite is peach pie. My mother used to be deaf, and she was a wonderful cook. I can't say enough good about the place here. It's a wonderful place to be when you're sick.
Every person has their own unique comfort food. Some, like Michael, enjoy pies. Others want grilled steak or lobster Newberg. Swanson herself likes fresh crab and sourdough bread. Whatever the taste, she says there hasn't been a request yet she and the kitchen staff haven't granted, a track record that even the finest restaurants would have a hard time topping. Swanson says it's good work in a good environment.
I mean, it's enormous to be able to talk about and celebrate and be sad, but realize that it's part of life. We need to embrace it like we do births and weddings.
And to that end, Swanson and her staff will continue giving patients their favorite meals to help them live out their final days on their own terms, a key hospice philosophy. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.